still be very, very, very careful. Amen. Still be very, very, very careful. It's not over. The pandemic is not over. The cure is on the way, but the cure is not yet here. And there's some governors who want to open up their states just for money's sake. Amen. And not for safety's sake. So we need to make sure that before we open up, God, that we have a vaccine. Praise God again for all who are here, our sound techs, our musicians, our praise team, some of our ministers, and for all of you who had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday on last Sunday. Amen. I want to publicly thank our youth department. We had not a drive-by, but we had drive-by Easter egg drop-off for our children. Still had some semblance of the Easter celebration. I can call it the Easter celebration. I believe as a preacher, it is Resurrection Sunday, but it's still an Easter celebration. And many of us, like in our home, still had our kids with the Easter egg hunt just around the home in the backyard. And our youth department had made Easter basket to make sure that our children still had some semblance of Easter and what we do here routinely. Amen. And don't stop everything just because we're in quarantine. Amen. Make sure, even as our children were on spring break last week, I know a lot of us who got a break didn't get to go anywhere. We got a break, but school starts back in the morning, amen. And make sure that your kids got everything they need. You've touched base with their teachers, and they've got the things they need to start back with. Have them back to sleep at the right time. They've been staying up a little later this past week, but it's time to go back to bed at 8 o'clock, amen. So mom and daddy can get some peace, amen. We thank you again for joining us wherever you are online. And we thank God for this ministry. Thank God that we were prepared. I had no idea that the pandemic was happening. But thank God there's some churches who can't reach their members. Amen. And members because they don't have what they need and the necessary technology. But I thank God that we were ahead of the curve. And we thank God that we're here to address you and be with you by live stream. We have been having a wonderful time in Bible study on Wednesday nights, and we are doing it by Facebook Live, and thank all of you who have been there. It has just been marvelous, and the numbers who have been able to be with us for Bible study on Wednesday nights, and again, I have no idea what's going to happen, because it has just been a wonderful experience. We're still able to communicate. Well, can't see each other, but through technology, we're able to talk to each other, get the little comments, and again, more persons are able to be in Bible study because they don't have to be in a physical location. And so whether we come back to the church for Bible study on Wednesday night or whether we do it online, I will make sure that even if we do come back to the church for Bible study on Wednesday night, that they will still be broadcast on Facebook Live. And I'm sure that our media team is so very happy to add another night to their work. Amen. We'll find somebody to help us, Cliff. Amen. If you have your Bible, let's now get serious and let's find hope in the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, turn us with us to the Gospel according to John. The Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verse 19. The Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verse 19. If you're reading out of the King James Version of our Bible, you will find these words. Then the same day of evening. For the first day of the week, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. Then the same day of evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Tell somebody the disciples were in quarantine. The disciples were in quarantine. The disciples were in quarantine. Then came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. This Sunday morning, this Sunday after Resurrection Sunday, I want to talk about peace in the midst of a pandemic. Peace in the midst of a pandemic. We solicit your prayers. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is the Sunday after we have just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. On last Sunday, we celebrated the risen Savior. On last Sunday, we celebrated the fact that he got up. for us, that he died on Friday evening. We worship him. We celebrate it through communion, remembering the fact that he died for us, remembering that his death, and we remembered his burial, but then we remembered again annually his resurrection. Our religion, our faith is based on the fact that our Savior lives. Unlike Buddhism, unlike Taoism, unlike Confucianism, unlike Islam, our religion believes that our prophet, our Savior, not only is the Son of God, but more importantly, that he is the first risen of the dead. What do you mean by that, preacher? How can he be the first risen of the dead when Lazarus died and got up, when Jairus' daughter died and got up, but they died again? I wish I had an amen online. They died again. We serve a risen Savior that got up and is still up, amen? And the fact that he's still up is the reason why I got up this morning, because he's still up, amen? And I got up in my right mind because he still gets up, and he gets up within my soul and within my spirit. So we celebrated on last Sunday morning the fact that he got up. We got up just like the Bulldogs, my sister, get up. We got up for the Bulldog, but we got up for Jesus, but because we believe that Jesus got up. Because he got up, he lives, and we can face tomorrow. And because he still lives with us, we can deal even with these times. But I want to deal with something that happened later on that evening. After Jesus gets up that Sunday morning, that woman by the name of Mary, who was there in the garden, she and her cousin had gone to anoint his body with spices, and they find out that the tomb had been rolled away, that boulder that had been in the front of his tomb had been rolled away, and he's talked with an angel there, and the angel asked him, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Why have you all even come to a cemetery?" Which was a crazy question, because they had been to the cemetery on that Friday when they buried him. So they knew that he had been buried there on that Friday. But on Sunday morning, help me somebody, an angel asked him, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He has risen just like he said. And just like he has said that he has promised to heal the land, he is going to heal our land during this pandemic. He promised them that if you tear down the temple in 3 days, he would raise it back up. And that's just what he did on last Sunday." And so he is a man that cannot lie. And we believe that the word of God, that if our people who are called according to my purpose would just humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, we will hear from heaven. And he has promised that he is going to heal the land. That woman by the name of Mary then go gets James and John. Peter and John. And Peter and John run to the temple. And Peter was too scared to go in and look inside. But John goes in and he sees the linen napkin laying there, which means that it was over there in that graveyard, but it was over there in that tomb. But he left his linen that had been on top of his face so that we could one day see. Help me somebody, his face. And in the tradition of Islam, and the Islamic and the Muslim, and the tradition of Jews, before they are wrapped, they put a cloth above over their face. But thank God that we who are Christians, we sing that song, we want to see his face. And so he took that off of his face so we can still see his face. And the Bible says that she went and took them and told them that he has risen. He's no longer there. They come and look and they see he's now there. And they go tell the other disciples. And the Bible says that they all got together, all 11 of them, not 12. The Tabitha, all 11 of them got together, because one by the name of Judas, who sold him out, had already committed suicide because he couldn't get his money back. You got to be careful, because when you sell your soul, because you can't get it back. After you have sold your soul to the devil, you can't get it back. He went and asked for his 30 pieces of silver back, but they wouldn't give it back. So he killed himself, because he knew that he had sold out the Savior. And the Bible says that they find themselves held up, 11 of them, in a house, just like many of us are held up in a house. Found themselves not being able to leave, not being able to go anywhere, not being able to do the things that they used to do for a while because of fear of the Jews. But I declare unto you, even like those disciples who were just there for a few days scared,
Even like we had been here scared for 19 days. If you go by the calendar, we in South Carolina, our governor started our quarantine on March 31st, so it went into effect on April 1st. So we're now on the 19th day of our quarantine here in South Carolina. Other states have been in quarantine much longer than that. New York has been a couple of months now in quarantine. They've been longer than us, but now we're on day 19 of kind of being quarantined and held up, not having normal lives. They were just there a few hours and already scared. The Bible says they were there because they were scared of the Jews. We scared of your sneezing. We scared of your cough. Man, anybody cough more than two times, you run. We scared that you're touching out. You, we scared to hug you. We even scared not to go to church. They were scared of the Jews because they knew that if they found out that they were his disciples, that there were some more trees and some more crosses. They were scared like we are scared of death. But I declare unto you that some good things, some great things that even can come out of a quarantine. And you got to be also conscious enough to know that there's some good things that even can come out of fear. I know we cannot live in fear, but let's be honest. Fear has kept a lot of us from doing some things we wish we could do, but we were scared of the consequences. Yeah. I know we good Christians, but we ain't perfect Christians. But thank God for fear. You would have done it, but you were scared of the consequences. You wanted to jump off, and you wanted to go over. You wanted to drink it. You wanted to smoke it, but you were scared. Thank God for fear, because fear has stopped us from making fools of ourselves because we were fearful of what would happen if we tried it. So don't always be ashamed of fear. Fear can stop you in the right track. Yep, let somebody preach his word. So they were scared, Cliff, to go outside for fear. They would be crucified like their Savior. But let me tell you some things that happen in this house and some things that can happen in your house while you're there in quarantine. First of all, I want you to know that you hold the vaccine. You who are blood-bought, you who claim to be Christian, you who are a child of God, because everybody ain't a child of God. See, we lie and tell them, yeah, child of God. No, the Bible says you got to accept your brother Jesus to become a child of God. You're a child of your mama, but you're not a child of God until you have accepted Jesus. But every child of God, listen to me, point one, holds the vaccine. Every child of God holds the vaccine. A vaccine is a biological agent that provides active acquired immunity in a disease and to a disease. It is a biological agent. It is made in a lab that helps you acquire immunities to a disease. In other words, when you get a flu shot, when you get the flu vaccine, they are giving you a little bit of the flu. They're injecting your body a little bit of polio. They are injecting your body a little bit of measles so that your body will naturally create the antibodies to fight against the enemy that is on the way. When they give you a vaccine, it's a small dosage from preventing you from getting the real thing. So what happens is when Jesus quarantines his boys, he is actually vaccinating them, preventing them from getting what they deserved as well, which was death. That he actually gave them a vaccine by putting them up and holding them up in this house and protecting them. And what happens is because they're in the house, they are no longer outside where the Jews cannot find them. See, sometimes God is just hiding you. God has just got you in a witness protection program so that you cannot experience what everything he has experienced called death. Now, you're going to die one day. Oh, but thank God that God has given us a vaccine, and it doesn't come in a needle. It doesn't come from some laboratory. It doesn't come because they created it. It comes from the blood. That day that he shed his blood on Calvary, all of us have been vaccinated from death and dying again, because you're going to die in the physical, but you don't want your soul to die. The blood of Jesus vaccinated all of us from sin as well. My brothers and my sisters, I was watching the news every night, 6:30 news, and I was watching it now, Erica, they're taking persons' blood. Those persons who have lived through COVID-19. Those persons who got the disease but they did not die. Those persons that they know that have power and natural antibodies in their blood. And Cliff, right now they are extracting the plasma from that blood that they think already has the antibodies in it. And they're going to study that blood and see what's in that blood and maybe transfuse that blood into others to help other bodies live. But last 2,000 years ago, on a hill called Calvary, there was some blood extracted from Jesus. And that blood has covered all my sins. That blood has covered my body. And I am safe today. I am free from sin today. That means I won't sin. That means I'm going to sin again. But I am free from the penalty of sin because I already got the vaccine in my body. I already got the antibodies from sin already in me because they took his blood 2,000 years ago and through a spiritual transplant, they gave me his blood. So I am free from the penalty of sin. If you are a blood-bought believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you already hold the vaccine, my child. You already hold the vaccine, my daughter. You already hold the vaccine, my brother. It's already in you because the blood of Jesus has already been extracted on a tree called Calvary. We don't have to suffer the penalty of sin as those who do not believe. And I want to thank God that some of us are carriers. I want to thank God that some of us are carriers. That some persons you've already been exposed to COVID-19. You already got it right now in your body, but it ain't hurting you. It ain't harming you. It ain't caused you to sneeze. It ain't caused you to cough. It ain't caused you to stop to breathe. You just a carrier. And I need somebody to carry the good news of Jesus. That Jesus still heals. That Jesus still delivers. That Jesus still saves. Can I get a carrier somewhere? You got it in you right now. But why don't you tell the world he lives? Because he lives. I feel my help coming on right now. Early. He lives. And because he lives, I can face anything that the devil might bring my way. Because I've already been vaccinated. But I want to tell you also why you held up in the house like these disciples. Not only do you hold this vaccine, but also when you're in quarantine, when you held up in the house, you can hear his voice. When you held up in a house, when you're quarantined, when you're by yourself, one of the blessings that comes out of this thing is right here in the text. You can hear his voice. They're by themselves. They're contemplating their thinking. And when you're scared, ain't nobody talking. I remember I was raised right school, not old school. I was raised right school. Not old school. And if you were raised right school, when there was a storm, oh, I got some other right school Christians. When I was raised, when there was a storm, when there was lightning and thunder, Mama made us unplug the lights, unplug the telephone. I don't know why she made us unplug the telephone. Unplug the telephone, unplug everything that was electrical. We had to all go into a room that had no window. Help me, somebody who was raised right school. I don't know where you are, but can I get a witness wherever you are? If you were raised right school, you had to unplug everything. You had to go to a room that had no windows. You had to sit down, and everybody had to be quiet. And the mama would say, shh, the Lord is talking. Hush. I said, hush. Come on, Savior. Hush. Because the Lord is talking. And I declare unto you right now, through this pandemic, even though there's no thunder, even though there's no lightning, I'm telling you that the Lord is speaking right now. And if you hush, if you just be quiet, and if you listen to God, he's telling you what's going on. And he's also telling you how we're going to get out of this thing. Hey, hey, hush, the Lord is talking. He's got him in this room, scared, and when you're scared, ain't nobody talking, because you don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm sure they were not talking because they were listening for anything that might happen around the door or around the windows. And you got to, again, find some quiet time while we're going through this quarantine. You're not working. You're at home. You're working from home. I know you're homeschooling your kids, but again, put them to bed at 7. Find you a quiet place. Even if you're married, find you a quiet place in your home. Read your Bible. Listen, because the Lord is talking. And anytime we go through these vicissitudes of life, anything we go through times like this and times of peril, God is speaking. And we've got to listen to what he's saying. And that's why you got to get off Facebook. I know you got plenty of times where everybody want to be on Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram to get that news. Let me tell you, you need to have a broadcast channel and a frequency to heaven. And that's where you need to get your news from. And God, through his spirit, will tell us what is going on. I just wanted to teach a little bit today, but God knows I just feel the spirit of God saying, just hush, because God is speaking to us right now, even in this pandemic. If you just hush, for the Lord is nigh, and he is speaking to us and telling us, number one, there are some things that might have gotten us in this situation, some mistakes we have made, not being prepared. I don't want to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, but that could be a case because our country has turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. And God has a way of getting this people straight when we veer away. And he will remind us sometimes, and he will speak through storms. He will speak through a jackass. He will speak through a pandemic to get our attention when we start trying to do everything our way. And God is speaking right now. Listen and hear his voice. You hold the vaccine. We are called to hear his voice. And then third and finally, I want to let you know, you can have the victory. Yeah, you got the vaccine. Yeah. You can hear his voice, but we can have the victory. The Bible says that these men were in this room held up. They didn't know what was going to happen next. And listen to what the Word of God says. They were in that room because they were fear of the Jews. And the door was locked. You missed your shout already. The door was shut. The door was closed. Actually, there ain't no mention nowhere in the text that the door opened. But in the midst of all that, Chavis, a man enters the room, but he had no key. He didn't even open the door. He didn't come through no window. He just enters the room. And the first thing he says unto these scared saints was, peace be unto you. You know, my brothers and my sisters, there are a lot of us who need peace today. There are a lot of us who are going through some trials and tribulations, and ask that you know, especially for persons who have some real mental issues, being locked up, being quarantined, it makes it even tougher for them. They can't out get their therapy. They might not have their medicine. That, you know, if they have anxiety, which is being scared and having fear, you know, this exacerbates it. This multiplies the problem. And so these persons, like all of us, we need peace today. You know, Erica has the same issue, and most preachers have the same issues, real preachers, that is. If you're a real preacher, you can't sleep a lot. Real preachers have problems going to sleep. That I tell you, if you're a real preacher or not, if you go to sleep real easy, you probably... I ain't judging, just got an opinion. Because when you really preaching, God is always talking, and always you're always thinking. And for me, with multiple jobs, you know, it's hard for me to go to sleep sometimes because my mind don't stop. My brain don't stop. I'm always thinking, what have I forgotten? What else do I need to do? And I will be honest with you, if you'll be honest with me, that even sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and the first thing on my mind ain't always Jesus. The first thing on my mind is, what have I forgotten to do, and what do I got to do next, and how long this day got to be? Even when we go on vacation, Cynthia has to steal my phone. Cynthia has to hide my phone because I'm always looking at texts and scared that I don't return one of the saints' texts. You know, the saints get mad if you don't return their texts and don't return their calls. And people get mad if you, their mama die and you won't call them personally. So even on vacation, I don't get a lot of rest. I don't get a lot of sleep. And so Cynthia has to steal it and hide it so I can finally slow down and calm down and relax. God has given you that right now in the midst of this pandemic. Some of us are so busy that we don't have time to relax. So busy, we don't have time to read our Bible. So busy, we don't have time to pray. So busy, we don't have time to meditate. So busy that we don't have time, like me, sometimes to spend with my children. There's some days I only see them in the morning when I drop them off to school. By the time I get home at night, they're already in bed. But one of the blessings of this quarantine for me personally is being able to spend more time with my kids. Being able to actually do homework with them and play outside with Ian and play outside with them on the swing set, to spend more time with them every day because of what's going on. You know, there's some great things, if you use your time wisely, that can come out of this pandemic. And one of the things that will come up to you is peace in the midst of a storm. And I want to thank God that when he sees his children, not only these first 11 disciples, but when he sees his children, he knows what's going on. He knows the pain that we're dealing with. He knows the fear and anxiety that we're under. And so that's why before he solves their problem, he lets them know peace be unto you. And that's all I've got to say unto you today. Those of you in our listening audience, those of you who are watching us today, just like Jesus lifted up his hands on that ship that was tossed and torn, peace be unto you. For those of you who are still scared to go out, peace be unto you. To those of you who still have fear and anxiety, peace be unto you. For those of you who don't know if you're still going to have a job, peace be unto you. For those of you who don't know how you're going to pay your rent, peace be unto you. For those of you who have not gotten your $1,200 check, you don't know where it is, peace be unto you, because that $1,200 check ain't your source anyhow. That's just a resource. And if you have made it before today without that $1,200, you're going to make it tomorrow without that $1,200. I know some unscrupulous tax collector might have your money, but God is telling you today, peace be unto you. God is speaking peace today. Will you hear his voice? And I tell you, once you have gotten peace, you've gotten the victory. Once you've gotten peace, you've gotten the victory. Because you know that God is in control of this thing. And as Grandma also taught you, trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And once your mind is stayed on Jesus, and that you know that Jesus has control of every storm, every wind, every panic, and every pandemic, he's also got control of COVID-19. And soon as he is ready, in his will, he will step out in the midst of the storm and say unto this globe, peace be unto you. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Give God praise for the victory that is already ours.